Hey everyone, you are tuning into the AfterBuzz TV After Show for the Grammys. Tonight we're going to be talking all about Sunday night's show. We're going to talk music, fashion, and even a little controversy. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
And welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for the Grammys special events coverage. Can't not dance to this song. This song was the big winner of Sunday Night Show, and we will talk all about it here tonight, live on AfterBuzz TV. I am your host. You can find me everywhere on social media, at Danny Golub. Fellow co-host, where can they find you if they want to chat about this song and so much more?
Hey everyone, I'm Lauren Pacheco. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lauren C. Pacheco.
Welcome everyone. You can find me on Instagram at Liza.Rubin.
Okay, so I just gotta jam a little bit
right now. Get out of your system.
Credit where credit is due, because Bruno's like got some real bangers this year. Speaking of Bruno's big hits, him and Cardi B performed Finesse, and we're gonna talk all about that as well. Amazing. That was, in my opinion, the performance of the night.
It was so good.
Cardi had her debut at the Grammys, and what more can I say? She had butterflies in all sorts of places. let's start tonight's show by talking about fashion, because as we know, though the Grammys are all about music, people kind of tune in for the fashion, and Liza was there, as always, in New York City this time.
Yes, it was cold, but the carpet was heated.
Oh, that's good to know. I would say some of these outfits required heat, because they were not all full covered.
That's true.
But I will say, I didn't see as many surprises as I usually do on the Grammys red carpet, but I do feel like I watched the Grammys for 9 hours on Sunday. Like, I sat down on the couch at 2 and didn't get up until, like, 10 p.m.,
yeah,
so
there was a lot of time involved.
I can't even imagine, like, working that whole day. Like, okay, pre-carpet show, carpet, then the actual Grammys, which were 4 hours, and then the after show. Like, were you dead?
I mean, I'm still dead.
Are you? Yeah, like,
I'm still
are you
dead.
Okay?
I was revived by a lot of bagels and lox,
yeah,
which I'm so thankful for. Shout out to Best Bagel.
So let's talk some fashion. I put a poll up on my Instagram. I thought we would try something a little bit different this week, because we've been, you know, talking a lot about movies and film, TV, all that stuff. I thought we'd spice it up, because now we're talking music. It's a little different this week. I'm excited to be chatting about some new people. Put up some pictures on my Instagram of different outfits, some of the most buzzworthy ones. I was kind of watching throughout the night on whose outfits were being most talked about, and pulled some up. And one of the first ones I posted was Lady Gaga's, who she looked, I mean, she was wearing this black bodysuit with the, like, lace undertones and then the big skirt underneath. 88% loved it and 12% hated it. What do you guys think of Lady Gaga's look?
I loved the outfit. I think she looked so sleek. It was amazing. I love the train on the skirt. The hair was interesting to me. I actually tweeted a meme that it kind of looked like a shoelace.
See, I was getting Khaleesi vibes.
Oh, I like that.
You know what I mean? It was like, yeah, it was a braided, yeah. I mean, you can't see the back of her braid, I don't think, from the photo that we're going to show you guys. But I still, like, thought her dress was iconic. And she showed up to the Grammys in an egg. She showed up to the Grammys wearing, like, geometric hats. So this was, like, really classy and very Joanne of her.
Definitely.
I love
She's
it.
Had moments before.
It's, like, very mature Gaga. She just got engaged, right?
So. Yeah, she did.
I like that.
Congrats, Gaga.
Yeah.
Mother Monster. And her performance was also spectacular. Like, she also threw a Time's Up in there. And a lot of them were wearing the white roses, which I have to mention. That was, I think, the music industry's... I was kind of wondering what they were going to do. It was like, their thing that they did. And I think it was, like, a symbol of hope. And it was nice. I mean, it wasn't too out there. It was just, like, a nice reminder. And men and women both wore them and held them and incorporated them into their outfits in different ways.
Right. I know we were kind of interested, too, to see what
they were going to
do.
Because I knew a few of them were wearing the Time's Up pins as well.
Right.
But it was nice to see, you know, the white roses. And white roses are so pretty. I felt like it was, like, prom style. A lot of them, like, had them
I did,
there.
Too.
You know, it was cute.
No, it was great.
Okay, next up was Jenny McCarthy, who dyed her hair blue and wore, like, this black. I got, like, dominatrix vibes, leathery dress. 52% loved it, 48% hated it. So this was pretty split. I mean,
what? People like that?
For me, this was not my favorite look. I think Jenny McCarthy's hilarious, but I was like, what the heck happened here? But people, I mean, 52% loved it. She did win on the poll.
Listen, I'm all for going, you know, all out, essentially doing, you know, something a little bit different. The reason why I love the Grammys red carpet is because people tend to be a little more playful.
They take
Obviously,
risks.
You know, it's a very serious award that you're given, but that people tend to be a little more playful with their look. She said that she just woke up and wanted to try out blue, so she did it, essentially, is why. That's the backstory. So, Jenny, if you're feeling blue, do blue.
We're here for you.
We're here for you. I probably wouldn't do blue, but there's just, you look good.
There's way too much. No, there's gloves, there's glasses, the blue hair. Yeah. It's too much.
I didn't get the
sunglasses.
And
the dress is a little bit too big, I feel like. Yeah. In the middle. It's not even... It's not, like, fitted well.
There were a lot of sunglasses at the Grammys. Like, Beyonce wore sunglasses as well.
Those I loved.
There was a lot of indoor sunglasses. Yeah, who knows? Next up on the poll for fashion was Cardi B. And she wore, like, just this big, angelic, structured number. 27% loved it. 73% hated it.
Ooh,
so I agree with the followers at this moment. But I was shocked that many people didn't like it. This one got, like... I don't know, like 500 votes, and a lot of people did not like it.
I think she looks like an angel princess.
I do, too.
I loved it. I thought she looked absolutely stunning.
And she brought her sister.
She brought her sister, Hennessy.
Oh, my God, who was hilarious in the background.
Twin. Like, they looked so much alike.
She was staring in the camera just like...
I loved this. I thought it was her first Grammys. I wanted her to go all out.
Yeah, go big or go
home. She did, but in a classy way, I think. Yeah. So... I'm all for this look. And her earrings are really cool. They're kind of like cuffs and they went
and
up a little
bit.
And
she also just got engaged.
Oh, yeah, she did. So
with like
love.
A $500,000 ring.
Yeah, she
flashed. That she said.
Her and Paris Hilton have the same engagement ring.
They do.
Yeah, and she was like, girl, he's got good taste. yeah, love Cardi. She threw some funny comments out on the carpet and gave a performance of her lifetime. So whether or not we loved her outfit, we were here for it. We'll talk more about her performance with Bruno Mars, as you see here, in a little bit. Next up on the poll was Pink, who was wearing, like, a pink and purple and black feathered thing, dress. Was it a jumpsuit or a dress? I think it was a dress, but it's a little hard to tell. 44% loved it, 56% hated it. I think that this was another one that was kind of split down the middle. This one was interesting because, again, you could also see her white rose up on the, like, lapel of her dress, but... throughout the night when I was watching the results come in, it was like, love it, love it, love it. And then it kind of shifted to like half and half. But this was, I think I liked it because it was a juxtaposition between her outfit on the carpet and her outfit that she performed in, which is so different. This was so feminine and colorful and out there. And then on her performance, it was like a t-shirt and jeans, like so
right.
raw.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's crazy because... you have two separate looks, essentially, for each celebrity that's performing. Yeah. So you have their carpet look, and then they get on stage, and it's completely drastic and different, and it really engulfs their performance that they want to give. So, I don't know, I like
her,
that. I
this
like
is her performance look.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I'm getting Sully from Monsters, Inc.
Oh, my gosh.
About her dress. But I love
see
seeing
that.
Her in a feminine,
yeah, me too.
You know, kind of look. Past years on the Grammy carpet, she's been kind of punk. But, yeah. I don't know, I love Pink. I think she can do no wrong. I thought she looked absolutely stunning. The dress, probably not my fave.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, but I also, again, do like seeing her, like, you know, dress up and... look pretty as mm-hmm. well.
And
we
I love
her daughter.
Her daughter is
but her daughter
cute.
Is so cute. And she's come to like a bunch of award shows this year with her. I think she was at the AMAs when her and Kelly Clarkson performed. Like, she is so cute. And she dresses her daughter really well too. I don't know if her daughter picks her own outfits or whatever, but she always looks adorable. Next up, last but certainly not least, Mr. Sam Smith. He wore an oversized green tuxedo. 71% loved it, 29% hated it. I fall in the minority here. I love Sam Smith more than the next gal. Do not like this outfit at all. I don't really know what else to say. I mean,
you
it's
don't
like
it.
Everyone loved it.
I like the color a lot.
I thought he was drowning in it. Like, what? He's so like thin and fit right now, and like the pants just were too big. It wasn't tailored to his body, in my opinion. And like the red under it just gave me like Christmas red with the white rose and the green thing. I was like, what is this?
Okay. As you're speaking, you're making me not like it.
Okay, I'm sorry. Because 71% of my followers liked it, so like you're in the majority.
No, you're right now. Now that I see the
and
pants
I love him.
And
I love Sam.
Okay, so I will agree with your point that the pants could have been a little bit more tailored. I mean, he looks so fit and good. And,
yeah, he does.
But I will say, I'm getting a lot of British, you know, dapper fashion vibes from this. He has obviously the olive green double-breasted suit under it. I love that he kind of downplayed it a little bit with the t-shirt.
Yeah, t-shirt. I couldn't even tell what it was.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was really cool. I think he's obviously stepping it up a little bit. And again, like I'm saying, this is the Grammys. You don't have to have, you know, a suit or a tux. You can play with it a little bit. So I thought he was really doing a good job with it.
Cool. Well, that was our fashion segment. Hope you guys liked it. We kind of did it a little differently this time. If you liked it, comment below. Maybe we'll do it again that way next time. We'll put it on all of our Instagrams and see what people have to say. I'd like to see the differences between, like, different followers. Let's talk about some top moments from the actual show, and then we'll get into specific awards. I think that one of the number one most buzzed about moments was Kesha's performance of Praying. She sang with Cyndi Lauper, Camila Cabello, Andra Day, Julia Michaels, and Bebe Rexha. And it was, like, a big all white, you know, beautiful tribute to everything that she's gone through this year and everything that happened with Dr. Luke and the Me Too movement. I think this was really powerful, and you could just see how emotional Kesha was when performing this. I feel like it was actually even hard for her to sing. Mm-hmm. And she kind of arranged the song a bit differently than we heard it on the radio. But again, this was just like a super buzzed about moment. It was like a triumph, I feel like, for her. And she didn't actually end up winning the award for this song, but I feel like this performance was like a win for her.
Right.
Either way.
I feel like this performance also made a lot of buzz because in a show that's so male-dominated in nominations, this was kind of, you know, women's chance to kind of stand up and bind together, and especially Kesha, who's gone through hardships with someone in the music industry. Yeah. I mean, I can only imagine that's who the song was directed towards. It was really cool for a bunch of girls to just get on stage and do their thing and back each other up, and at the end everyone hugged, and yeah, it was lovely.
I mean, I think it's important to note that a total of 90.7% of nominees between 2013 and 2018 of the Grammys were male, so that means only 9.3% were women. So I think that it was really important to have all these iconic Grammy nominated, you know, women up there on that stage together, like from Cyndi Lauper to Kesha to Andra Day. You know, these are icons of our time and of past generations, and so I think that this was really powerful. I think it was really important. I don't even really think that we need to comment specifically on the vocals. I think it was not really about that. It was about the movement, and I think that this was a really beautiful tribute. So to piggyback off that, Janelle Monáe also gave a really powerful speech while introducing Kesha, and she kind of was speaking about standing in solidarity with, like, young women in the music industry. And this kind of leads into the controversial segue of, you know, Alessia Cara was the only female to win a award during the live broadcast shows. And I think it was one of the, you know, high up execs in either the Grammy world or one of these big companies said, you know, women in the industry need to step up. And then Pink, you know, went back at him and said, we have been stepping up. So I think that this is just, like, a really interesting open conversation because, you know, this has been happening in Hollywood, and music is a part of Hollywood, but I think it's a look into another industry, you know, because we said this happens all across the board in all different industries, but I think music is a bit of a niche. It's different than, like, TV and film. I think TV and film are more diverse in terms of gender than music.
Right.
Are you okay? Whoa. Here's some water.
I'm going through puberty, obviously.
She's unwell.
Well, no, I just... so sorry.
Here's Alessia Cara with her Grammy. Yes. Well-deserved, by the way.
Yes. Well, it's just interesting because you hear people say, obviously, there is a lot of industries that haven't come to 2018 yet. And we've seen so much with all the other award shows, you know, kind of surrounding this, but obviously, the Recording Academy needs to step up their game a little bit more.
So I thought it was interesting that they said that the women need to step up. And, like, Pink turned around and was like, other way around.
Right.
You know?
Something that really bothered me was that Alessia Cara was the only woman to win an award, like, on live television. And then people were actually hating on her for winning. And I'm just like, make up your mind, people.
Like, here's my thought on that. Like, okay, a lot of people that were hating about it, I was looking through Twitter to see, like, who are these people that were upset about it. Obviously, I'm just picking, like, a random sample of people I looked at, but it was a lot of, like, you know, young people, similar to the demographic that we are. And I feel like I'm not bashing on millennials because I think that there are a lot of positive things, but I think we're always going to try to find something to be mad about.
Right.
Okay, there weren't enough women who won, but we're also going to be mad that Khalid didn't win. But if Khalid won, then a man would have won, then zero women would have won.
Yes,
so
exactly.
It was like, you can't win here sometimes. Mm-hmm. I think that there's always going to be, like, these people trolling the internet, you know, regardless of their age, that are going to have things to complain about.
Well, it got so bad that she had to write, like,
a
post
tweet,
about
yeah.
it.
I saw her post this morning.
Which
being,
is so
like,
sad.
But, like,
it's just,
you,
she's
you
so
have
deserving.
To defend your award.
No.
Right.
She didn't choose. She it's didn't, so she's, sad. In her award, she's like, I didn't email Grammys and say, here's my application for Best New Artist. And I think what's important to note is the people in the past few years who have won Best New Artist, last year it was Chance the Rapper. The year before that, it was Meghan Trainor. The year before that, it was Sam Smith. None of them were brand new artists at their time.
Right.
Like, I think that the best new artist, we were talking about this earlier, should be like best newer artist who is a little bit established now, who has some credibility. I think we're pulling up Alessia Cara's.
Well, and the best new
right
artist
now.
Is someone who's never been nominated before, which she's never been nominated
yeah, she
before,
hasn't.
So.
And so, honestly, I've been saying for years, and you know who said it on the radio like 2 years ago? Carson Daly was like, when is Alessia Cara going to be nominated for best new artist? She deserves it. And I think that she's still deserving of that title, and now she
totally.
Gets to go about her career as a Grammy right. winner for the rest of her life.
Right.
So I am all here for that, and I have no complaints about her winning. I love her, and I love the other nominees, too. Like, Khalid is amazing. SZA is amazing. But you know what? Maybe they'll win next year. Not gonna
Well, and this is
them.
Just, this will be one of the greatest moments of her life. So just let her have
let
it.
Let her have this. Like, oh my God, let her bask in her glory. Speaking of young, amazing goddesses, Blue Ivy stole the show.
Oh, yeah.
She was so buzzed about. Beyonce and Jay-Z brought her, and like, the buzz on the internet around this family that night, like, Beyonce brought juice boxes, snacks, Jay-Z was, like, eating her
water bottle,
eating
like.
Her treats. Like, it was so cute. She was serving face. Look
she
at
was.
Her.
She was.
Like, I think they were, like, I don't even know if they've, like, trained her to be this way. Or, like, taught media trained her.
I mean,
her.
We
like,
obviously know who takes the reign in that family. And I don't know if you guys saw that gif where Camila Cabello was... speaking
oh
and
gosh.
Blue Ivy like made her parents stop clapping. She was
yeah.
Beyonce was clapping and she was like, no,
simmer,
no mom, no
simmer
dad.
Down, simmer down.
But like it's just so funny seeing
it
that because
so
it's
good.
It's kind of relatable. Like you were like that with your parents. You know,
oh
I mean obviously my parents are Beyonce and Jay-Z, but
if anyone
like
knows a 6-year-old, they know they wear the pants. Like
yeah.
that kids that age run the family. Oh my
right.
gosh, look at her here. She is just
she
next
is
level cute. And also like we have to look at Beyonce's outfit. Her jewelry was worth $6.8 million.
Casual.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, same with, like, you could just buy, like, a house and a car and a private jet for that much.
If I had those earrings, my life would change forever. Just does she know that? Like, Beyonce.
Like, just give me one earring.
And she didn't walk the carpet.
Pink's earring actually fell off. A lot of people thought it was her look.
That.
So her people came back to our platform and were asking for her earring. And
oh
we were all
gosh.
Just like, no, we thought that was her look. So
that is so funny.
If anyone wants to find an earring, it's probably still in New York at Madison Square Garden.
Another buzzworthy moment from the evening. Celebrities read from Hillary Clinton's book, including Hillary Clinton herself. They read excerpts. It was kind of like Celebrity Mean Tweets, that bit from Jimmy Kimmel's show, but I thought that was funny, a surprise cameo from Hillary Clinton. There's Cardi B with Hillary herself.
She's so funny.
Yeah, people were like buzzing all over the internet. Donald Trump Jr. actually had a tweet that was like, I guess this is a good consolation prize for presidency or something like really savage, and then someone yeah. tweeted back at him and was like, maybe she'll read your indictment next or something.
Oh,
I was dying.
Oh
it,
my
was,
God.
It was next level. Next level savageness on the internet, which there's been a lot of savageness
so savage.
On the internet this week.
Definitely.
That was fun.
Well, speaking of consolation prizes, there was
yes.
that one point in the show, which was my favorite, where I forgot what category it was, but someone won, and then James Corden came out, and he was like, we're giving consolation puppies for all the winners.
Oh,
who didn't
yes.
know
it was yes.
Yes.
Comedy. Comedy.
Well,
Jerry
I think
Seinfeld,
Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly, so, exactly.
Which, you know
so
what?
Cute.
I love that comedians are at the Grammys. Like, I think that... David Chappelle?
Yeah.
Like, mentioned that. He was like, yeah, it's so cool that you guys, like, let us in here with you guys. Like, it's because they have audio books or, like, audio Spotify
yeah,
stand-up
best spoken word
specials.
Album, yeah.
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 It was really fun to, like, see them. And I feel like comedians are, like, so lighthearted and silly that they're, like, a perfect group to be with all these, like, musicians, especially on a night where it's, like, kind of out there and anything goes. Yeah,
wait,
that was awesome.
I also really just like that Jerry Seinfeld was there and... Kesha had her moment because did you see
oh,
that clip
yes.
of him just totally
he had
like
no
she
idea
tried
she
to go up to him and say I'm your biggest fan and he was like who are you it was so sad and just for him to be sitting in
oh
the
gosh.
Crowd and her performing
puppies. And these puppies it was like baby pugs I literally
oh
was
my
so
gosh
so they were
cute.
So cute
well I think Jerry Seinfeld definitely knows who Kesha is
right? Yeah exactly
she made herself known
yes.
Speaking of just the whole night as in general James Corden I think was a great host I think you know, CBS was delicate again, similar to how the Globes were with, like, you have a white male host during this climate, and that is very challenging. And I think Corden did a good job. He was kind of just there, and I felt like that was what was needed of him. Like, last year, it was kind of like the James Corden show when he hosted awards. This year, it's like, I'm here to facilitate, I'm here simply to host. And he was funny, and he was light, and he was comical, mm-hmm. but I don't feel like it was about him. They made it about the right. music.
Well, he also mentioned that in his interview. He was like, I really feel like I don't even need to be here. It's like one huge concert. But, I mean, I thought he did a great job. I love James Corden.
I love him.
So, out of all the talk show hosts, he's my favorite.
I mean, you can't get better than a crosswalk musical, in my opinion.
Oh, absolutely
it
not.
Is. On a more serious note, a group of country singers did a powerful tribute to Las Vegas to the 59 victims of the Las Vegas shooting, Maren Morris, Eric Church, Brothers Osborne. They sang Eric Clapton's Tears in Heaven. This was extremely moving. I was really glad that they brought this back up. I was kind of worried that this would get lost by the time the Grammys came up. I know that they brought it up at, like, the ACMs over the summer, but, like, this is, you know, a few months down the road, and I think it was important that the music community address this. And I couldn't have thought of a better group of people in that moment to make this tribute. And I thought it was really beautiful, and they had all their names in the background. And, you know, it's obviously a heavy topic, but it's important, and I'm glad that they addressed it.
Right.
Let's talk about some of the big winners. We really can't talk about the winners without talking about Bruno Mars, so we may as well start there. We can talk about his performance, his wins. Let's talk about it all. Bruno Mars. 24 Karat Magic won Record of the Year. He won Song of the Year for That's What I Like. And he won, I mean, Liza, you literally said it best, like, he swept. Yep. Like, everything he was nominated for, he won. Like, Album of the Year, 24 Karat Magic. Record of the Year, 24 Karat Magic. Song of the Year, him. Like, he won.
Well, I think it was also, not that people don't love Bruno Mars, at Dorothy Rubin, my mom.
Yeah, and my mom, too.
Bruno Mars.
So, I think people were really expecting this to be Kendrick Lamar's year. So, not that people were surprised, but I think they were a little bit surprised when, you know, Bruno literally owned the night.
Well, because Kendrick, like, opened the show with this powerful mm-hmm. performance, and that was also extremely moving.
Right.
But I think that, I think that people thought that Kendrick got a little shafted. Yeah, Bruno also got Best R&B Performance. Like, he really just, he got Best R&B Album. Like, he couldn't lose if he tried.
Yeah.
Like, truly.
And the thing is, I don't think he expected that.
Yeah, I don't either. It was pretty genuine. He thanked his girlfriend, too, which was
cute.
Sweet. Who knew he had a girlfriend? What do you know?
I just saw Bruno Mars, like, a week ago at the bookstore, and I am a very big fan of Bruno Mars, me and the moms.
Wait, what book,
and
what book did he get?
I don't know. Oh. I was standing, like, across the counter from him, and I was losing. I was also wearing this outfit. So
it's your lucky day.
Hey, Bruno. I just want him to remember me. I don't
Did anyone approach him? Or
no. It was so chill, and he was with his girlfriend.
Was he short?
And he's so short.
He's tiny. He's 5'4".
He's pocket.
Mini.
But his
he's so
moves just make up for it.
Okay, so let's talk about him and Cardi's performance. First of all, if you haven't seen the Finesse music video, maybe as soon as you're done, I'm not going to say stop watching this, but as soon as you're done watching our beautiful show we have going here, you're already on YouTube. Get yourself over to the Finesse music video because it will make your day. It is so good. It gives me, like, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
So good.
Modern day amazingness vibes. This performance was everything I wanted and more. These two, their energy is infectious. I was, like, smiling alone on my couch watching the Grammys just because of this performance.
Good. Yeah.
And he's such a good dancer.
He's such a good dancer.
Like, he's the Michael Jackson of our generation.
Oh, definitely.
100%. I am in a trance. I think he's also said that Michael Jackson has been his longtime inspiration.
Yeah.
Which totally makes sense.
Yeah.
But there was the gif of a night where she was pushing him and he moonwalked.
Oh,
it was amazing.
Amazing.
It was amazing.
Yeah, she walked out and gave one of these.
Yeah. And I just love her. I love that it's her first Grammys. It's her first at her first Grammys she got to perform. I think she absolutely killed it. I thought it was really funny online. A lot of memes were saying that her outfit looks like those, like, parachute things in PE when you're 5 years old.
No, I thought it was the
hot dog on a stick.
Well, that too. That too. I see that too. But I think she rocked it. I thought it was amazing.
She is an icon. Honestly, the thing about rap artists is sometimes I feel like they take themselves so seriously. Like, when Nicki Minaj and Iggy Azalea were, like, battling it out, I was like, I don't have time for this. Cardi B is there to have a good time, and I am so here for it.
Wait, okay, also,
I agree.
I'm an avid follower of Cardi B, and she was posting Instagram stories
so funny.
After being like, you know, I love my fan pages, but sometimes you guys post busted pictures of me. I just thought it was hilarious because, like, she was just so upset she that, like, so her funny. Fans were posting she ugly pictures
so
of her.
Funny. Yeah, she's like, oh my God, she is so funny. If you she also do yourself a favor and follow her on Instagram because she is hilarious. Like, she just, like, also will get up there on Instagram with absolutely no makeup on and just, like, talk to the camera for a solid minute and a half and just blab about things. She's hilarious. Love her. Love him. So glad they collabed. Like, this is the song of the year. And it's only 28.
Yeah, but it's also so crazy. I mean, obviously, she's gotten very lucky. But, okay, like I said again, I sound like a broken record. So her first Grammy, at her first Grammy, she had her first Grammy performance. But also with the guy that swept the entire night.
Yeah. Right.
So it's just...
She's probably on cloud nine, win or lose, you know. Best solo... Best pop solo performance, I'm learning how to talk, went to Shape of You by Ed Sheeran, and he was not there. And there is some controversy over this award. Some people were not thrilled that he won. Which, okay, Shape of You was a huge, huge hit of last year.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pop song. It was like a bunch of women in the category and him, and then he wasn't even there and he won. So I could see why people would be like meh about it.
Right.
But I'm not going to say Ed Sheeran didn't deserve a Grammy because Ed Sheeran always deserves a Grammy.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, obviously I would have liked him to accept it, and I can see where that gives people...
Where is he?
You know what?
He's newly engaged. Oh my God, if one more person gets engaged, I'm going to lose it.
No, but I can see where that gives people like an air of like he doesn't care. I can see where people would be like he thinks he's too good to come when he was nominated.
Even give
twice.
Us like one of those Skype in videos, like holding the Grammy, like thank you so much.
Right. Yeah, that's true. A video would have been better.
Thank you so much for my Grammy.
But that song is so good. It's iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was everywhere.
Liza was excited about this one. Pop duo group went to Portugal. The Man for Feel It Still.
Well, I think it's amazing. They're from Alaska
and they're great. I love that.
They're so great. And then that song just really skyrocketed them. They were kind of an indie band before, and mm-hmm. I mean, they just
got
so popular.
It did,
and I think they're really different. They're a different sound. I read an interview where they just wanted to incorporate so many different kind of generations of music into one song, so I thought it was really cool. And I love Portugal the Man. And
I do, too.
They're awesome, so I'm very happy for them.
Yeah, it was a big one for
them.
Wait,
we can't... pass up Despacito performance.
Okay. Yes, we have to talk about that.
I'm
and
sorry.
They did it.
But well, it was my favorite.
Yeah, we will not pass it up. They were fully in Spanish, which I loved. And I also liked that on the carpet for E, he like thanked everyone for singing in Spanish, which is like so true. This was like this last year, I feel like Latin music has really come to the forefront in
There's
the pop space.
Definitely.
It has, and I'm happy about it. And I think Despacito is kind of the reason for that.
Yeah, I think it was definitely the pioneer, I guess, for this.
It's the most viewed video on YouTube with like 500 billion views.
I thought they would for sure win.
Or 5
like
billion.
The song
5
of
billion
the year.
I'm also very disappointed that they didn't win for Song of the Year.
I was very disappointed.
As much as... Is it That's What I... That's
song of
I
the like, Year went to That's What I Like.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
I
you
love
know
that
what?
Song.
As much as I love that song,
I
Despacito
Liza.
Was literally everywhere, not only
everywhere.
In the U.S., but
I agree.
Around the world. So,
well, they said it was like the number one song. I forget what
it
was,
and
but like...
it did win a Latin Grammy, Everplane. So I'm kind of upset that it didn't win both.
Yeah, so it was Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee performed
yes.
the Sans Bieber, which I think was
I thought he
best.
Was going to make a surprise performance.
He didn't even go to do the carpet or anything.
Okay, Daddy Yankee was so happy that he was there.
Luis
he
Fonsi
just, like,
was
made
happy
my
to
life.
Be there, too. Like, they were stoked to be there in general. I was here for all
well,
of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's
it
a big
so
deal.
Good.
Like, think about it. I feel like a lot of these Latin... Obviously, there are Latin categories, but they're announced in the pre-tell. They don't really get a lot of airtime. I think it was great, and they're really pushing it to the forefront. I love Luis Fonsi. So.
Okay, I love Daddy Yankee.
Wasn't mad
about.
Okay,
what a match made in heaven. We also have to talk about U2's performance. They sang Get Out of Your Own Way, like, outside, over by Statue of Liberty, which I thought was so cool. Like, those big eyes that they performed on, it was really neat. It was kind of different for the Grammys. They kind of brought it outdoors, which I thought was... cool, and U2's iconic, and what I love about the Grammys is they bring you music from, like, all different generations. Like, you have Elton John and Miley Cyrus singing together. You have U2 singing next to SZA. You have, you know what I mean? Like, they're all, like, together, and the
Shaggy
music-
and Sting walk the carpet together.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing.
That was
like,
cool.
Yeah, so I was really excited about this performance as well. Another iconic performance of the night was DJ Khaled, Rihanna, and Bryson Tiller sang Wild Thoughts. Rihanna's dance moves were everything.
They were everything.
Why is that girl not dancing all the time for everyone? Like, she is so good. Her body looks amazing. I'm obsessed with Rihanna. She looks so healthy, so fit. Like, She is my new queen. I know Beyonce is a lot of people's queens. I'm going to say something unpopular and controversial. Rihanna is my queen over Beyonce.
I get that. I think Rihanna is a queen to a lot of people.
Yeah, I think that, like, if I had to choose between the two of them, like, talent-wise, like, I just feel like she's got it for me. She does. Like, she is so good. Like, I would take a Soul Cycle class of, like, just Rihanna music and be so happy about it. I love her. And this was such a Soul Ride. This was such a fun
performance was so good. I loved it.
Yeah, big, big one for me.
Why do her tights look orange, though?
I think they were orange. I think they were orange. But also, Rihanna was maybe scheduled to come late to the carpet.
She didn't. Did she come?
She didn't end up walking the carpet. Yeah. But it's always so great when she does. And her past Grammy looks have been amazing. But everyone loved when she walked out. I feel like a storm of people just applauded, you know. Mm. Everyone was awaiting her arrival.
So she won with Kendrick Lamar. So he wasn't completely snubbed. They won for Loyalty for Best Rap Song Performance, which Jay-Z was also nominated for. Like, it was a big category. And it was really nice with them two got up on stage together. And, like, he kind of let her have her moment. She let him have his moment. And they're both such icons.
And Tony Bennett was just having
a moment. Oh, and he was just, like, happy to be there. Yeah, I thought that was a great... great win. And I mean, Best Rap Song also went to Humble. Mm-hmm. So, like, it wasn't, I mean, as much as Kendrick didn't necessarily win, like, the Record of the Year, Album of the Year, Song of the Year, he still wasn't totally snubbed.
Right. He got recognition. You know? He also won for Best Music Video for Humble during the pre-telecast.
Right.
He wasn't there to accept it, but...
He won Best Rap Album for Damn. Like, he didn't get snubbed. Like, and I will say, like, Jay-Z was nominated for a lot for 444, but, like, I couldn't name you one song off that album.
Mm-mm.
And maybe that's just my naivety.
And I got yelled at.
Okay, I'm probably going to yell that. Like, yell at me in the comments. I don't really care, but I'm just saying.
Just kidding. I love every song.
Immediately, Google's how tall is Rihanna? This meme from In Touch is so funny. Rihanna, it must be really tall. Wait, I'm Googling it.
But her shoes must have been platform, no?
Maybe he's Rihanna just is.
I love that outfit.
Okay, Rihanna's 5'8", and she's probably wearing heels. Yeah. So let's see how tall is Kendrick Lamar. That is really funny. So she's 5'8", and he's 5'6".
Okay, so, without looking, do you know what his last name is?
His last name or his first name?
Well, his first name is Kendrick.
Oh, his first name is Kendrick. Yeah. No, it's not Lamar.
Lamar's his middle name.
Oh, what's his last name?
Okay, it's Duckworth.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, Duckworth. So many celebrities have such surprising names. Like, what is Lady Gaga's is like Stephanie Germanotta.
Yeah.
Like, casual. Like, exactly. They just have, like, these names.
But
like,
he does use it for his writing credits.
Okay. Dove Cameron's name is Chloe Hosterman. Where the heck did you get... My new name is Purple Flower. Like, do you guys get to pick your own name? I don't know. Whatever. Well, that's cool. Duckworth?
Yeah.
There was, like, a football player in my college with that last name. That's funny.
I've never heard of that before.
Let's talk some country music.
Yes.
So Chris Stapleton was a big winner. Best country solo performance. He won for Either Way. And then Little Big Town sang Better Man, won for Better Man. What do we feel about Little Big Town? What do we feel about? Oh, look at Chris Stapleton with all his Grammys.
Oh, Chris.
Basking in his glory.
I love Chris
Stapleton. So he got a lot of awards. Let's list them up. Best country solo performance. Best country song, best country album. Like, he really sweeped in the category. Like, as much as we were talking about Bruno sweeping, if you're a country artist, he was the one to beat. Because he's got his three Grammys in the three biggest categories. So.
Yeah, I mean, I am a huge Chris Stapleton fan.
Liza made me listen to all his music. I did. On the way here.
Every single one I was, like, trying to listen to.
She's like, this is the whiskey.
No, literally, amazing. She goes, this is the best one. Oh, no, this is the best one. Oh, wait, this is the best one.
When you let her finish the song. But he really came to light. I remember back in 2016 for the Grammys, I was like, who's Chris Stapleton? Because Sam Hunt was up for a ton of awards and Chris Stapleton ended up winning, and now he's this huge powerhouse. If you guys haven't heard his music, I highly recommend listening to it. I listen to it while I bake and it's very
cathartic. You could listen to my boyfriend's cover of Tennessee Whiskey.
Oh my god,
Nick Marzock.
Check him out
on YouTube.
Yes,
he just did it like 2 nights ago.
Ooh, oh my god, that's crazy. I have to it's check very it out. Good. I should probably like listen to Chris Stapleton too, because like I don't really dabble in country music enough.
Yeah, but
I'm just Chris Stapleton.
Little Big Town also performed their song, and like Maren Morris got up there and she got to be a part of the tribute. Maren Morris is iconic as well. She won last year for I think it was for Best Country Song. And yeah, I love her. I'm glad that she got up there and performed again, even though she wasn't nominated. Her dress was amazing. And I saw like a cute picture of her and her fiance. Again, another engaged person. I must not. But like, it was like, the caption was like, we just want to go make out. And I was like, oh my God, they're so cute.
Oh, same with me. Yeah, same with me and my
lack of boyfriend. So a lot of people said that the biggest snub was Despacito. A lot of people agreed with you, inarguably the song of 2017. A lot of people thought SZA was snubbed in the female, like, female artist categories and the best new artist categories. SZA's great, and I think SZA's, like, a little too new into, like, the mainstream scene. Like, I'm hoping, like, next year is kind of her year. I love her. Oh, my God, she is so gorgeous.
Wow. She can be best new artist really in 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, apparently that's she got 5 nominations and, like, was one of the biggest breakout acts of 2017, but, like, didn't get any wins.
She's also actually under Kendrick Lamar's
label.
Yeah.
Sheryl Crow tweeted that she wanted the Grammys to go back to male and female categories, which maybe wouldn't be that bad of an idea at this point.
I feel like people would be upset about that now, because there was one award show, I think it was the MTV Movie Awards, that actually combined actor and actress and, like, broke those walls down, rather than separating them again. Like I said, people are going to complain.
But then,
no,
like,
what,
women will get the
more awards.
I don't know. I kind of like that it's all incorporated.
I do too. I just wish people wouldn't, like, hate on so many things. I understand it, but it's just like, it makes me sad for the people that do win, the men that are winning. They're not getting to, like, celebrate the way that I think that they should be able to.
Yeah, I do agree with that. Then it's like the best. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of the category.
Yeah, there was also a really important performance that they've done in the past, but Logic, Alessia Cara, and Khalid performed 1-800-273-8255, which is the suicide prevention song. Again, this is like a really empowering. Logic gave like a speech, and they gave a powerful performance, and Camila Cabello also gave a brief speech about, like, the dreamers. There was a lot of people, again, like, riding this heavy emotional wave, which I think, as we've seen, has been consistent throughout award season. I'm very interested to see how it's going to play in at even places like the Super Bowl, which we're going to talk about next week. Like, is that going to come up there? It's obviously going to come up at the Oscars in a few weeks, which, you know, we'll talk about again. But it'll be interesting to see if this wave will ride through various industries throughout this year, if it's going to continue into next year. I was, you know, happy to see the Grammys embrace it the way that they did. I don't think it was, like, too much or too little, you know? I felt like it was an appropriate amount. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out during the rest of award season and in other areas. Like, is it going to be talked about in the Olympics coming up in a couple weeks? Is it going to be talked about in Fashion Week coming up in a couple weeks? Like, I want to see if it's going to permeate past just the award shows, you know, because we'll talk about all that stuff here.
I mean, I really hope it does. I hope it's not, you know, just a thing and not forgotten, because I feel like people are just starting to get riled up about it and sharing their stories and their voices, which is great. So I hope it continues, obviously.
Right. Yeah, I do too.
Me too.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's so much to talk about with the Grammys. We really could go on forever, but if you want to continue talking to any of us about it, unfortunately, we can't do it here. But we'll be back next week to talk about the Super Bowl, because we all know so much about sports.
We do.
No, I'm really going to be studying up on my Eagles and my Patriots, and we have our friend Tori Broussard, who is a football extraordinaire, is going to be joining us, and she'll be very helpful. I will be here to talk all things Justin Timberlake and Pink, and Tori will be here to help us with football. Maybe we'll bring some other people too. Who knows? Special surprises. We'll get Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Anyway, no promises, but, you know, maybe. If they want to continue the conversation about the Grammys or anything else, where can they find you guys on social media?
You can find me at Lauren T. Pacheco and on my health account, Lauren's Healthy Home.
Ooh, okay.
Plug that one in.
Lauren's going to help me not eat sugar every minute of every day.
It's going to make some healthy
snacks. Yeah, we're going to bring some treats next week for the Super Bowl, too. Both of them are foodies.
Yeah, I'll be making some paleo snacks for
us. And Liza's going to be making some un-paleo snacks.
I will be making some fun snacks. You can find me on Instagram at Liza.Rubin or on my food account at Fat But Skinny But Fat, which is not paleo. I'm so sorry, but
no, it's okay.
I support you in your endeavors.
We all love each other.
And I don't have a food Instagram. I only have one, and it's at Danny Golub, and you can follow me there for all of my normal adventures where I eat and don't eat. Make sure you guys subscribe, watch us next week, and we'll see you again soon.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.